Isaiah chapter 22. The burden of the valley of vision. What ails you now that you have wholly gone up to the housetops? You who are full of stirs, a tumultuous city, a joyous city, your slain are not slain with the sword, nor dead in battle. All your rulers are fled together. They are bound by the archers. All who are found in you are bound together, who have fled from afar. For this reason I said, look away from me. I will weep bitterly. Do not labor to comfort me because of the spoiling of the daughter of my people. For it is a day of trouble, and a day of treading down, and a day of perplexity by the sovereign Yahweh of hosts in the valley of vision, breaking down the walls, and it's a day of crying to the mountains. And Elam bore the quiver with chariots of men and horsemen, and Kir uncovered the shield. And it will come to pass, your choicest valleys will be full of chariots, and the horsemen will set themselves in array at the gate. And he discovered the covering of Yoda, and you did look in that day to the armor of the house of the forest. You have also seen the breaches of the city of David, that they are many. And you gathered together the waters of the lower pool, and you have numbered the houses of Jerusalem, and the houses have you broken down to fortify the wall. You also made a ditch between the two walls for the water of the old pool, but you have not looked to the maker of it, neither had respect to he who fashioned it long ago. And in that day did the sovereign Yahweh of hosts call to weeping, and to mourning, and to baldness, and to girding with sackcloth. And look, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. And it was revealed in my ears by Yahweh of hosts, surely this iniquity will not be purged from you until you die, says sovereign Yahweh of hosts. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh of hosts, go, get you to this treasurer, even to Shebna, which is over the house, and say, what have you here, and whom have you here, that you have cut you out a grave here, as he who cuts him out a grave on high, and who engraves a habitation for him self in a rock. Understand, Yahweh will carry you away with a mighty captivity, and will surely cover you. He will surely violently turn and toss you like a ball into a large country, and there will you die, and there the chariots of your honor will be the shame of your master's house, and I will drive you from your station, and from your state will he pull you down. It will come to pass in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, and I will clothe him with your robe, and strengthen him with your girdle, and I will commit your government into his hand, and he will be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Yehuda. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. So he shall open, and none shall shut, and he will shut, and no one shall open. And I will fasten him like a nail in a sure place, and he will be for an honorable throne to his father's house. And they will hang upon him all the honor of his father's house, the offspring and the issue, all vessels of small quantity, from the vessels of cups even to all the vessels of flagons. In that day, says Yahweh of hosts, will the nail that is fastened in the sure place be removed and be cut down and fall, and the burden that was upon it will be cut off, for Yahweh has spoken. End of chapter.